Yes, so the Gemara thought that the lo sasur in the Tashma of Gadol Kavod Abrius. So the Gemara thought at first that the lo sasur is talking about is where the Chachamim interpret the Araisa. So they left. So that's a regular Araisa. Okay, so the Gemara says, no, when a Gav Rabba says something, it's not right to left him. What he really means is the lo sasur drabbanan. And that's how Rashi learns. Why call me the drabbanas? Because you're not allowed to lo sasur. So it's going on the lo sasur where they created a drabbanan. That also is derived from lo sasur. So in that case, you're only going to be over a drabbanan. So therefore, it's, umishum kvodo shara rabbanan. So it really is an issus rabbanan, and it doesn't involve an issus d'oraisa according to Rashi's interpretation. Okay, so therefore it doesn't involve an issus d'oraisa. So you have the case where it's docha lo sasur shebetorah, meaning really an issus rabbanan. But over here we say that why can you do it? Why can you do it? Because the chachamim were mochel on the cover. And therefore, they allowed him to do what? To break the mechel, and they allowed him to break the drabbanan. So, in every drabbanan, the chachamim were mechel on their kavod, and they allowed him to violate the drabbanan. So that's why it's b'rishus. So the question was that we asked yesterday. Was why do you say the Omochel are covered? Why don't you just say, originally when they made the Takana, they never made it in a place where there's covered Adam. Just like they didn't make a Takana in a place where there's Tsar, Makom Tsar, or Gozer Rabbana. Not that there were Gozer across the board. And now they're Mochel are covered. What kind of a thing is that? Just say there weren't Gozer in the case where it's covered Adam.
Like
right.
Kavan Machan, they said lo gazer
b'ho. Right. So what's the answer? The answer is you can't say that. Because, you see, what are you saying? You're saying they weren't gozer. You see, if you could break a drabbanan, it shows either one of two things. Either that the kavod adam is greater than the kavod drabbanan, right? Or else it shows that they were mochel. Why? Because if they would make exera and they'd say that b'makom kavod adam lo gazer, so that wouldn't make any sense because the kavod of the rabbanan is being lost. So the kavod rabbanan wouldn't trump kavod adam. In other words, the kavod adam of the rabbanan is greater than the stam kavod adam of a regular person. So, why wouldn't they be gozer the makom kavod adam? Is it because the kavod adam is greater than the kavod rabbanan? You can't say that. So, if kavod rabbanan is greater, so they should be gozer the makom kavod adam. Because the covered adam of drabbanan is the highest covered adam possible.
Okay.
So therefore, that shows you that it doesn't make any sense to say that they're not gozer b'makom covered adam, because they should be, because their covered adam is greater. So therefore, the only way to get out of it is to say they were gozer, but they're mochel on the covered, because a rav has a right to be mochel. Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal. So their kavod is really greater. But since they're mochal on the kavod, like a Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal, so that's why it's mutter to violate. You follow? Follow? That's why Rashi has to say that. There's no choice. See, in the case of the Makom, Tzar lo gozer rabbanan over there, that's a legitimate thing. So the chamar goes with makom tzar. So there's no gzera in such a case. But you can't say over here, makom kavod l'gozer rabbanon, because that would imply that the kavod of the rabbanon is inferior to the kavod of the adam. But that's the highest form of kavod adam. So they should be gozer. So the answer is that you're right. Their kavod is really much greater. But Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Rav's kavod is greater than a Talmud, but nevertheless, Rav Shemachal Kvodo, Kvodo Machal. So too, the Rabbanon are Machal on their kavod. Okay? That's Rashi. Rashi is, like they used to say in Yiddish, gedrungen. It's logically deduced.
Okay, two questions. Firstly, when you say that the kavod Rav is greater than the kavod Adam, that's true in terms of an individual comparison. But isn't there an institution of the kavod Adam is really part of a greater institution of kavod Abrios?
Yeah, but their kavod is the greatest kavod Adam.
So is their kavod that's in the general category of kavod Abrios also, but it's on a higher level?
Right.
Okay. Okay. The other question is that you're comparing it to a Rav being mochel on his kavod, but that's like an individual relationship between Rebbe and Talmud. But here, the Rabbanim making Gezerah is a separate institution that the Torah created, that allowed the Rabbanim to create, and who says part of that institution is Mechila? In other words, I can understand the Rebbe being mochel on kavod in terms of the Rebbe-Talmud relationship. But the Torah said that the Torah created a separate institution, that the Rabbanim have a right to be to create Gezeros, and who said that part of the institution is they can be machal on that kavod? Who said that's part of the institution?
Because that's the halacha. That Rav Shem machal kavod kavod machal. And there's no reason you can't apply it here. In other words, the whole thing why if you'd break it to Rabbanon you'd be over lo sasor is why? Because you'd be over the isser, because you'd be pogea in their kavod. So that's why you wouldn't be allowed to do it. So they have a right to machal.
I thought we say when you violate the Rabbanon, the Los Asur, violate the Rabbanon, the Gzeres Rabbanon, you're really violating the Araisa.
Because you're not.
No?
No, because it's the Rabbanon. In other words, he doesn't know that. If you notice, there's Los Asur that allowed the Rabbanon to make a Takana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, why can't you violate that Takana? Because you'll be Pogea in the cover of the ones who are Masak in the Takana.
That is a
derisive. You're not going to be over Lo Sasser.
Isn't that a
derisive? Lo Sasser is the basis which allows them to make it. But once they make it, it's totally Drabana. It's not a derisive. Otherwise, there's no difference in derisive and Drabana.
But it's violating.
Every Drabana is going to become a derisive.
Really? Is violating Fog Drabana a derisive?
No. It's not. We'll get into that. But Rashi definitely doesn't learn. We'll learn Rashi now. Rashi does not learn that there's a you're over a derisa. No, it's a separate institution. It's a drabanan. And now you're over a drabanan. But what's wrong with being over the drabanan? Because you're being pogay in their covet. Okay? In this manner, which the Torah gave them rishus. So the Torah set up a system where they have a rishus. So now it's going to be pogea in their covet, in their covet of takana.
Just another thing.
Okay.
When they have the right to create a drabanan.
Yes.
Okay. So they created a drabanan. Now, let's say let's compare. I'm not giving covet to a rebbe, so I'm not. I'm being pogea in his covet. So that's an isser against the covet of Rav, right? Now, if the Rabbanon created an Issa Rabbanon, they created the Shem Issa. Now, if I'm violating it, it's not that I'm going against their covet, I'm creating a Shem, I'm violating the Issa which they created. So it's not that I'm being Pagea on their covet, there's a Shem Issa over here. So it's a different, like you're comparing it, but I don't think there's really a fair...
Yeah, but the Gemara is learning that the reason why the Chacham have a right to make a Takana is because the Torah is utilizing the covet of the Rabbanon.
Yeah, but when I violate...
In other words, that's how the Torah is working. The Torah is saying that the covet of the Rabbanon is what we base the Takana on. It's based on that principle. And that's why you have to listen to it.
That's the foundation of Rosso?
That's foundational. That's foundational Rosso.
Uh-huh. How does Rashi learn Kovod Malchun? Because the Gemara says Lo Gozer Be.
Yeah, because that's different. That's Kovod Malchun. That's no problem.
That trumps Rabbanan?
Well, it's not Kovod Rabbanan.
That's greater than a Kovod Rabbanan. Kovod Malchun.
It's different. Here it's in the same thing. In other words, Kovod Adam, you being mounted because Kovod Adam, they're not being Gozer, but they're also Kovod Adam. It's the same thing, you're in the same realm. Over there, you're in a different realm, you're saying Kovod Malchus. That's a different mitzvah.
So now, when I violated this, the Rabban created, the issue that I'm violating is that I'm being Pogay and they're Kovod, not that I'm being over a shame of Isser of the Rabbanon?
Well, that's the same thing. The Torah allowed the Chachomim to make a takana via their kavod and to give it a din of a drabah. The Torah gives us
the Rambam learns differently, it appears.
He definitely does.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Really, I don't understand why. Like, why the method of them not being Gozer, whether it's them not being Gozer or whether it's them being Mocha, why that, how that changes the effect. Both of them aren't both of them saying that the Kovod Adam is more than the Kovod Rabbanan?
Say it again.
Okay, in the fact that they left it out is indicative.
Yeah.
Situation, the two things are contingent, because you're making a concession to Kovod Adam. As soon as you make a concession to Kovod Adam, you're surrendering on Kovod Adam because the Kovod of the Chachamim is greater. So the only way they can do this and surrender to the Kovod of the ordinary person is through the mechanism of Mechila. Since they have a right to be Mochel, they're Kovod, then they can do this. But if they did not, then it would then they'd be diminishing Kovod Adam. If they didn't have the right to be Mochel, their Kovod, then they could never do this. They could never make it the Kana that way. Because it would be contrary to Kovod Adam.
Okay, good. In other words, the reason why they could be mocho is because the Gemara asks, Kovod Dileihu, Torah Dileihu? So the Gemara says, in Torah Dilei, that the Torah of the Rav belongs to him. So the Kovod to the Rav was given in the framework of the Rav, that it's yours and you can do whatever you want with it. Okay, so you could be mocho if you want. Okay, but that doesn't... When you're mocho, it's because that you have a right to be mocho. Okay, that the Torah gave you that right. Even though the kavod of our Talmud Chacham is kavod of Kavod Shemayim, but still it stems from... That's the kavod. The kavod is that he has the right to do with it whatever he wants. That is how the kavod sets itself up. Okay? I guess just give me 1 second more. I would say that you can't, in other words, you're right. You could learn that Rashi holds that in an ordinary drabanan, that you're over a deraisa of kavod tamid chachamim. But he's just trying to show you a case where you're not over. That's what I mean by dochel lo sasa shebatorah. And where is that? With the mochel on the kavod. But let's say a regular drabanan that you're over, eina chanami. You'll be over the rice of Kavod Tamid Chacham. Or you could say that that it's true you're violating Kavod Tamid Chacham, but it's not in the ordinary manner that the Torah really has for violating Kavod Chacham. You follow? In other words, a lot of things in the Torah are not necessarily a mitzvah with a tzura. A lot of yisurim. It's also to be jealous of them. It's like, well, that's an open love. But although there are certain
rules, right?
Yes, certain rules. Oh, it's also me, Balgaiva, for instance. Right. But that's not a lav in the Torah for Balgaiva. So it's true, Yepogei and the Chachomim, but not the Kavach Chachomim the Rice, because that has a specific tzura. Eina Yoshev Bin Komo, Eina Karaso Bishmo, there's a whole tzura. But just not to listen to what he says privately in the privacy of your house is not really a deraisa. So it's true that it's based on the concept is real. It is, there is something to it, but it's like a midas chasidus. He follows a Rashi, does not have to be coerced into the corner by a regular derisa saying every drabun is going to be a derisa. Okay? Because he's basing the right on the Kavod Chachomim, but not the Kavod Chachomim that's midaraisa, with its Surah derisa. It's Kavod Chachomim, which is it's true, there's no such a thing, it means Chassidus. Shouldn't do it, it's not right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
I mean, Lo Susser, isn't that, you shouldn't stray from their words, isn't that like part of the Tzura, breaking?
No, that's not part of the Tzura. No, I mean, they made a Takana, and I could privately don't keep it.
Right.
I'm not embarrassing the guy, I'm not, but it's wrong, because in Midas Hasidus it is showing that you don't care for them.
Yeah.
So that's why it's not a derisa at all, according to Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
There's no need to say that's derisa. But Rashi is very good because Rashi's very astute, because the Havmina Maskona is very good. That they laughed because they thought that if the Chachamim are interpreting the Torah, so then it's really deraisa, the Lavalosas. Right? And if they're not interpreting the Torah, so then what, right? So what? So it's a drabona. So how is it dochalosas? Right?
Mm-hmm.
How is it dochalosas? It's a pure, so the answer is, it's dochalosas means the losas. It's based, not losas is based, the drabona is based on the concept of losas, which creates drabonans. And over here, since they were moho, so that's why you're not over. That's what he meant. So don't laugh at him. But it's hard, it's not such a simple thing. Because otherwise they'll say, what do you mean? They didn't know there's a little system with drabonans, creating drabonans. No, the Gemara is saying, of course they knew that. But that wouldn't help you. What they're trying to say, it's docha because they were moho. That really, if they weren't moho, so then you wouldn't be allowed to do it. There wouldn't be any dechia. But the dechia is mechila. It's docha losasa means that kavod abrius is so great that they were willing to be mochel on their kavod. It's a different interpretation. It's not one that you catch like that. It was a sharp point. That's why he says, Gavra Rabba said something, don't just laugh. Because he may have some meaning, but the meaning is a little bit, you have to dig a little bit for it. And that's the case over here. That it's speaking in the specific case of Kavod Abrios, and being docha losas, that means, it just means it's being docha the drabonon. But you can't be docha drabonon, they have to be mochel. And that's what it means. Kavod Abrios is so great that the Chacham will mochel on the cover.
Mm.
Okay?
What does it mean, Losasa Shabbatara, then?
No, it just means, because everything's based on Losasa Drabana. It doesn't mean it's really Dachar Losasa.
Mm.
Okay? Yeah, it's a very, Rashi's Pshat is very good. Because at first said, I thought, what's the big thing over here on Lefanim? Everybody, he doesn't know that there's more than one type of Losasa. The answer is he knew that, but how does it fit into the member? How do you make sense out of the member?
So how does it?
It makes sense out of the member, because what are you trying to show from the member? That Kavod Abrius is greater than the Lav. That's just an expression. Greater than the Lav means the area of Lo Sasa, the area of Drabanas is based on Lo Sasa. Okay? And over here, when it came to this Inyan of Kavod Abrios, so the Chachamim were mochel on their kavod. And that's why you're allowed to do it. So it shows you how great Kavod Abrios is, because the Chachamim were mochel in that case. So it shows you the value of the Kavod Abrios, because they were mochel on it. That's what the Gemara is trying to show.
And what do they think of the Havamina?
How many they thought it's talking about when the Chacham interpreted the Raisa?
And that would really have a derisa.
Yeah, because it can't be when he interpreted. Because when he interpreted the Raisa, it'll be, Not only that, I mean, you can't be over the Rabbanon either. Manashach doesn't mean the Raisa, doesn't mean the Rabbanon. If it means the regular Rabbanon, so you're not allowed to do that either. If you're going to say it means a regular Rabbanon, then it's not true. Because what are you saying? It's Docha Lo Sasa Shabbatar. It's the Rabbanon. And where do you have such a case like that? Right? So that's why it takes a little bit of digging to find out what he meant. What he really meant was the whole Chachamim is based on Lo Sasa. And Lo Sasa is based on Kavod of the Chachamim. And that's what generates its power. And over here, when it came to Kavod HaBrius, there were Mochel. So that's how you see how great Gadol Kavod HaBrius is, that the Chachamim were Mochel. But if they weren't Mochel, if the Chachamim were not Mochel, you wouldn't be allowed to do it.
How did you see that the authority of the Rabbanan comes from the Kavod Judaism?
Yeah, because that's the... That's what the Gemara says.
Oh, it's from the Gemara?
Yeah, where it all comes from. Kol mili drabonas mechinu alav de lo sasu. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What does Rashi say? Udikor kasha lechu deraisahu rabonan achlua lekirayu. Lavar al devreya mechadik kekavra bris. So that's what it means. It means in the case, if there weren't Mati, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Because there weren't Mochel in the Kavod. And you Mochel to keep the Rabbanan. But there is one case where you can show the significance of Kavod HaBrius, where there were Mochel on the Kavod. And since Lo Sasa is based, the issue is based on Kavod Chachamim, so they were Mochel on their Kavod, is ipso facto, they're allowing you to do it. Okay? Because that's the whole Lo Sasa. The whole Lo Sasa is that since they're Dayanim and they say that we're making this Gzera, so the Kavod for them, Kavod Bezdin, is Machayev you in keeping their halacha. That's the meaning of Lo Sasa Rabbanan. And then that Isser is an Isser Rabbanan. That they, and the fact that you, but it's based on their covenant. But like I said before, it's not the ordinary covenant that's set up in the Tzura Deraisa. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hidden, pretty hidden. Okay, yes, go ahead. The fact that the Torah holds to a covered Malchus is not necessarily deduced from the Torah. Because the Torah could have, like I just said, Moshe Rabbeinu had to have cover for Pharaoh. Pharaoh is a Russia. Nope, but he's still a Malch. And the Torah recognizes the institution of covered Malchus. Didn't have to. Could have said, well, if he's in Russia, I don't care if he's a Melech. But the Torah did not choose to set the system up that way. That there is a covered Malchus, even if he is a Russia, but he's still a Melech. And there's an intrinsic covered for a Melech. That's what, so covered Malchus is a completely different institution than Kvod Shemayim. Covered HaBrius. Covered HaBrius is a natural thing. That this is the Bria that the Tzelem that has the Tzelem of the King. And in the Talmud Chacham, it's worked out to the highest degree. So it's the same thing. One is in potential and one is actualized. Okay?
It's not just a practical thing, it's that you have to respect Paro?
That's a practical thing, that's a right.
That's the mistake. We always start by extension.
Cover
the way
by extension.
Right.
Well, what does it say that you're not allowed to lo solin if lost our lights? He killed us a lakim tolu. This is a selim alakim. So it's quote your mind. Possum.
Yeah, but that I understand. I'm saying.
In other words, when they first heard the memra, So they thought, what is he talking about? Stocha lo sasa shibatara. If you're talking about lo sasa in terms of a drabanan, it's not a derisa. Elamite are talking about where the lo sasa is a derisa because they interpret the Torah. So then you can't do it. It's a derisa. So they left. So that's what the Gemara said. No, he's a gava rabba lo sachicha away. Because he didn't mean drabanas in general. And he didn't mean the when the Chacham interpreted the Raisa. What he meant was one case in specific where the Chachamim use a certain, had to use, make recourse to a certain method, which was Mechila. And that shows that the Kavod HaBrius is greater since the Chachamim Mochel. So it shows that the Kavod HaBrius is Docha Lav Shebetara, because what it meant was the system that the Lav is built on. Okay? Not actually a Lav Midaraisa. But since he's a great Chacham, he didn't spell out his words. But that's what he means. He means it's one case where the Chachamim are Mater, not because they weren't Gozer, but they're Mater because they're Mochel on the Kavod. And that shows you the greatness of God. That's what I meant by Gadol Kavod HaBrius. And Docha Losas, or which Losas says, a reference to the rite of the Chacham. And what did it mean to say? They meant to say that the Chacham were Mochel. So that's how you see how great it is that the Chacham were Mochel on their Kavod in order to sustain the Kavod Bnei Oda. Kavod Oda. Okay.
It takes a Gav Rabba to understand this Gemara.
Okay, Rabbi Mann.
Yes.
Yeah, which Rambam are you referring to?
In Mamrim.
Yeah, what does he say?
He talks about the three different types of
the Rabbanans. You know,
Rabbanans. This is in Perek Aleph, in the middle of Halacha Beis. Echad Vorm Shalomdu Osam Mipi Hashmua Vehem Tarash Balpeh.
Very good.
The Perek Aleph Mamrim Halacha Beis.
Perek Aleph and Mamrim Halacha Beis. The Rambam states.
Yeah, in the middle.
That's right. The Rambam states clearly that if you're over a drabanan, you're over a derisa. The echad varim shasos and siyog l'torah, the lufi ma shasho atzricha, v'heim agzeris v'takanas v'minhagos. B'chol echad v'yechad m'shlosh dvar me'elu mitzase l'shmo alayim. V'over al-kol achas mehen, over below sase. Hareu om al-piyotar shu yirucha. Elu agzeris v'takonas. V'sakin olam. V'alam mishpah, v'shem al-chol sase. Elu... Yeah, okay, so the Rambam makes it. Okay, fine. So the Ramban asks his famous question on the Rambam. His question is, if that's the case, that it's a deraisa, so how could you say Sufek Drabon Lakua?
Right. I was hoping that would come up.
It's always a Sufek deraisa.
I'm wondering about that for you.
And moreover, he says, it'll come out, you're better off being over a deraisa than a Drabon.
Because you only have one Isser and the other
that's
one over
two. Exactly.
You gotta love it. Some system we got it.
That's the Ramban. Okay.
Ramban, I mean.
Ramban system, yeah.
What's the two? The Ramban, the Ramban, and most also the Derisa. See, better with the Derisa, you're gonna be able to organize it.
Isn't it all in the one?
Yeah, you're better off being over a Derisa rather than a Derabon, because in a Derabon, you're over both. You're over the Derabon, and you're over the Derisa.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Where's he? Minigal. Also, has minig also, no?
Yeah, yeah. The Rambam holds apparently that a minig isn't something that just catches on. I mean, there is a law like that, but...
Minik from Beis Din or something.
Yeah, that Minik and Hodos, like, for instance, the case of, for the people that are Ashkenazim. So the case of Kitnios.
Right.
That would be Xero. I think that was a Minik, okay? Might have a law of a Minik.
That current Ram would be a derisive if you violate that also, no?
That's right. But I'm not going to go into the details, because there's a lot of details. Pashto b'chol Yisrael, lo pashto, too much. Okay, so I'm not going to make any open statement on that one.
So now with the tape on.
Right. Okay, so on the first kasha, the Rav gave an ingenious answer. Okay. The Rav said that the question that you're asking the Rambam is, how could you say suffix the Rabban Lakur? Correct?
Right.
So the Rav said, let's take an example. That the Chachamim said, Besar Oaf is awesome, the Cholof. Even though Midrash is really Mutter, but the Chacham came along and they said, Besar Oaf, the Cholof is awesome. Okay, Midrabban. So you have to listen to them because of Los Osir. Okay? Because of Los Osir. But the suffix is not chal on Los Osir. The suffix is chal on the chalos din of Besar Oaf first. And there we go, Lakula. And that's why there is no Los Osir. In other words, if the suffix was in Lo Sosur, then in Echanami, you're right. Every Darbon is going to be the Reis of Lo Sosur, and you'll be over a Suffolk Reis is L'chumra. So how do you say L'chumra? Right?
Mm-hmm.
But what the Rav is saying is, the latest Suffolk is not on Lo Sosur. Lo Sosur is the generic that gives them the right to make the Takana. But the latest asafik is on the chalish shemid rabbanon, which is that oaf is basar, and that's not a chalish shemid arisa. So therefore, in the chalish shemid rabbanon, we say lakula. We say it's not basar. So then there's no lo sasa.
Right.
That's the Rav's answer. Mm-hmm. That's an ingenious answer.
It's
unbelievable. It's like clear when mm-hmm. you hear an answer like that. That's the answer. Nothing else to talk
you mean
about.
The shame of oaf is outside the halachic. The shame of oaf is outside.
Is outside the Torah.
Halachic system.
It's outside the Torah.
It's
outside the Torah.
It's outside the sphere of the Raisa.
Yes.
Outside the halachic system, insofar as Isser is concerned.
No.
You're just naming
Isser.
Something. You just give something the shame.
No.
There's an Isser, or there's a sphere of Diyaris, and there's a sphere of Rabban.
You don't go around and give Chalot Shemos just in front of it.
Right, it's only in the sphere of
Rabban. Yeah. You know, when you have a question of Suffolk to Rabban, it's only in that sphere of there. It's not. That's not a. That doesn't bring in Chalot with that
right.
question the question
so
of Suffolk.
So there is a.
Later,
so
Suffolk is not on low Suffolk.
So if there's like a suffix on whether the Rabbanon were Masakin or something like that,
right.
then that would be a suffix d'oraisa.
What do you mean?
If there's a suffix within the Lo Sasur part of it.
How would that be?
Whether they were
whether
or
not
Masakin.
Kind of,
yeah.
You mean the suffix is...
No, because it still goes back to the thing they made it.
No, but yeah, but your
yeah,
question would be on a particular.
Yeah, on
right.
a particular.
Once it's on a particular, it's going
to
go back to the particular.
It goes to the particular.
It's not going to go back to the universal.
Right.
Let's say, for instance, you had a suffix
the
where they were misnomer.
Exactly.
Let's say we didn't have the Issa Rabbanon on chicken, but there was a question whether they had an Issa Rabbanon on Besar Oaf.
Right?
So that would be regarding that specific of Besar Oaf.
That would still be on chicken.
That would be on the particular. That's not going to be on the Los Osos.
But via machlokes, whether
that just
applied
gave them the license to make it, but it's still going to be about the particular about the
sarof.
So
the shaila emerges as a suffix on the minute.
It's not a suffix in how you learn losasur.
No.
One we should hold it applies to minhagim. One we should hold it doesn't.
Right.
Whether that shame.
So
now you have to keep a
minhag. So the shame minhag is it's a suffix in this minute.
Your case was.
case where he is.
Is this mean
it never becomes more than a
minute?
But then
what about the Dalid, Anuyim, or
Kolomoid?
Well, a lot of times you have the Gemara, Meir Gazer, Chamla Gazer.
Right.
What about a case where it's given over to the Chamla from the Vieraita?
Mustard Kassel.
That's definitely a
not
address.
The question.
If you say Suffolk Deraisa, what's wrong with it?
How's
that wrong, right?
Fabricate some potentialist.
I don't know what it's saying.
I thought it was, we weren't sure. We have
a few
questions.
Did they make a particular in this case?
Well, Rebbe, now don't you have the problem the opposite way? How can you ever violate the business?
That's what you were trying.
If every time you violated the Rabbanan, and you're really just violating the Rabbanan, then how can you ever be over Lo Sasser?
Oh.
Huh?
What's the question?
How can you ever be over?
In other words, when you violated the Rabbanan, so then you're violating Lo Sasser. But a Suffolk Rabbanan is not a Suffolk Deraisa.
That's tough.
Clearly, violating Rabbanan is a violation.
So you're better violating the Deraisa over Rabbanan.
Oh, that's the second question around mine.
Now, what do you have to answer that?
Okay, that's a little more tough.